with a look at Radio On The Go Sports for this Friday. I'm DeWayne Karstens reporting here on KLMJ. Yesterday, the conclusion of the state volleyball tournament, and it was a championship for DNH, as we spoke about in sports trivia. John Mowinkle was at Extreme Arena in Coralville.
John Mowinkle reporting from Extreme Arena, where on Thursday night, the number one and 2A Dyke New Hartford volleyball team earned the program's 11th all-time state championship in Class 2A by defeating number two and 2A Hinton 3-0 by set scores of 25-14, 25-23, 25-16. The Wolverines were in control very clearly, as the score would indicate, in both the first and third sets. Very interestingly, the second set was really back and forth. Hinton held a couple different leads. There were several ties and lead changes all the way throughout the second set. But as the Wolverines do, they found a way to pull away and get the job done, 25-23 in set two. And once they got that done, it was basically business as usual for this dominant Wolverine team that pulled off a 50-0 season. Kovarna back for the Blackhawks. Fires it toward the right side. Varney with a set to Peyton Peterson, left side. Fires it down for the kill! And one of Iowa's all-time great sports dynasties has written another chapter. For the 11th time, Dyke New Hartford is state volleyball champions. Head coach Diane Harm says it was mission accomplished for this team that really accomplished a historic feat in a 50-0 season.
You know, it's very exciting. You know, it's such a testament to how hard they've worked all season to be able to finish with the state championship here today. They're a very focused team. You know, they're a very driven team. And so obviously their goal was to get down through the state tournament and then to obviously finish as state champion. So they did that. And they worked really hard all season to accomplish that.
Peyton Peterson and Marin Bixby both had double-figure kills to lead the Wolverines as they overcame a great blocking team in Hinton, who led the state in blocks entering the match. And Peyton Peterson was the 2A All-Tournament team captain, joined on the team by teammates Jaden Peterson and Marin Bixby. Also local student-athletes Ellery Luring and Carly Willis of Grundy Center made it on the 2A All-Tournament team as well. But the Dyke New Hartford volleyball team finishes off their 24th state tournament appearance with their 11th all-time championship by defeating Hinton 3-0, 25-14, 25-23, 25-16. The Dyke New Hartford volleyball team champions here in Class 2A in 2023. I'm John Mowinkle reporting from Extreme Arena for Radio On The Go Sports.
All right, thank you very much. Good job, John. Great call there, and congratulations to Dyke New Hartford. Also yesterday, last night, it was Ankeny Christian sweeping Fort Madison Holy Trinity for the 1A championship. In Class 3A, it was Hull Western Christian winning another one as they knock off number one Mount Vernon 3-1. In Class 4A, fourth-rated North Scott defeats number two Indianola 3-0. And it was a five-setter for the 5A championship, and Waukee Northwest defeats West Des Moines Dowling 3-2 in the 5A volleyball state championship. Last night, high school football playoffs, as Clarksville had the rematch with Gladbrook-Rhinebeck. The Indians had beaten the Rebels the first time around this game in Clarksville last night. Gladbrook-Rhinebeck came right out and grabbed a quick 8-0 lead. Mitch Williams has the rest.
After that, Gladbrook-Rhinebeck finding the end zone once again late in the first quarter on a 3-yard touchdown carry by Trey Heron to make the score 14-0 after the 2-point conversion was no good. Clarksville forced a punt once again early in the second quarter, and after that, Gladbrook-Rhinebeck, 3 possessions, 3 touchdowns. This time a 44-yard rushing touchdown by quarterback Isaac Clark. The 2-point conversion no good as GR led 20-0 about midway through the second quarter. Clarksville following that would find the end zone for the first time on a 29-yard touchdown run by Eli Schmidt. 2-point conversion no good to make the score 20-6. GR would be forced to punt there midway through the second quarter. Clarksville was driving about 3 minutes before halftime, but would turn it over on downs near midfield after a fourth down stop by GR's defense. And coming out of that, Gladbrook-Rhinebeck would score right before halftime on a 39-yard touchdown reception by Hudson Clark from quarterback Isaac Clark to make the score 26-6. And that was the score going into halftime after the 2-point conversion was no good. Last week, Clarksville opened the second half with Could they kickoff return for a touchdown? Well, they did the same thing again this week. On the opening kickoff, Eli Schmidt returned the opening kickoff of the second half, 75 yards for a touchdown, 11 seconds into the third quarter. The two-point conversion was good to make the score 26-14. A few punts there between GR and Clarksville would be had. Clarksville would turn it over on downs late there in the third quarter. That reached the Gladbrook-Rhinebeck 28-yard line. And then GR would start to pull away with a four-yard touchdown carry by Hudson Clark to make the score 32-14. Clarksville was able to score there with about 6 minutes to go in the game to make it 32-20 on an eight-yard touchdown carry by Eli Schmidt. Two-point no good. And there was your score 32-20 as Gladbrook-Rhinebeck was able to run out the final 6 minutes and 11 seconds of the game. Leading the way here for Clarksville, the senior McCade Bloker, 20 carries, 159 yards, two rushing touchdowns for Eli Schmidt. Also want to mention that Eli Schmidt had the kickoff return for a touchdown as well. So Eli Schmidt going out on top, the senior there with three touchdowns on the night. Gladbrook-Rhinebeck led by Isaac Clark, the quarterback, 142 yards rushing, two touchdowns, 180 yards passing and a touchdown, responsible for three touchdowns and over 320 yards of offense. So your final score, Gladbrook-Rhinebeck wins this one 32-20 over Clarksville. Clarksville falls to 11-1 as their season ends at 11-1. GR improves to 10-1 on the season as they're off to the state semifinals next week. For Radio On The Go Sports, I'm Mitch Williams.
Other eight-man football teams punching their ticket to the Dome include a top-rated Winfield Mount Union, a 34-29 win over 7th-rated Gilbertville Don Bosco. It was number 2, Bedford Bulldogs over number 9 Lennox 36-24, and unrated Algona Garrigan defeats number 3 Cumberland Anita Messina Cam 26-16. The Garrigan Golden Bears going on to the Dome. The number 1 rated Grundy Center football team will host number 10 Dyke New Hartford in a Class 1A quarterfinal game tonight. It's a rematch of a 7-6 Spartan win in week number 1. Grundy Center now 10-0. They're coming off a big win over Pella Christian in last week's second round game. The Spartans have great offensive balance with over 1,500 yards passing and over 1,500 yards rushing. Their only game decided by one possession was that season-opening win over the Wolverines. Head coach Travis Zajac says Grundy Center will need to be ready for a much-improved DNH squad.
When you are playing an opponent for the second time, you know, you always expect the unexpected. You know, there's going to be things that are going to come up, whether it be, you know, a new play or a new set or personnel grouping, whatever it might be. They're going to have something up their sleeve, and, you know, we're going to have to roll the punches and line up and play it and stay together, because it'll be adverse at times, but it'll be an exciting atmosphere and environment for both teams.
DNH is 7-3, advancing with a 28-18 statement win at number 6 Sigourney Kyoto a week ago. A stout defense has given up no more than 2 touchdowns to an opponent in the last 4 games. Head coach Don Betts says his Wolverines need to contain dual-threat quarterback Colin Gordon of Grundy Center, who has accounted for more than half the Spartans' total yards with his passing and running ability.
Number one, it always comes down to turnovers. Got to be able to protect the football, hopefully get some takeaways from them. Number two, line of scrimmage. I have to be able to handle the line of scrimmage. Whichever team handles that best is going to have a big leg up. And then I think the third thing, specifically in this game with Grundy Center, is we've got to be able to contain the quarterback and control the quarterback. If we can contain the Gordon kid, we've got a chance. If we let him go crazy and run wild, it's going to be tough for us to hang in there with him.
And the game will kick off at 7 o'clock tonight on 99 The Wave, KQCR, with the Rolling Ford Road to the Dome warm-up show at 6:15. The winner will advance to next week's 1A semifinals in the Dome in Cedar Falls. And Iowa State gearing up for a big game, homecoming against Kansas. It promises to be an electric atmosphere Saturday night under the lights, as a Jayhawk team that is coming off an upset win over Oklahoma will be coming into Jack Trice Stadium.
That's one of the great things about being this time of year and playing really special football games is, you know, you can give back to our fan base, who's been very loyal to us. And, you know, playing meaningful games this time of year in Jack Trice makes it really, really special, not only for our kids, but I know it makes it really special for our fan base, who's been really loyal to us and in our football program for sure.
And tomorrow night's game kicks off at 6 p.m. right here on KLMJ, pregame at 4 o'clock on 104.9 FM tomorrow. Getting back to high school football tonight, it is the quarterfinals. Winners of all the other classes will be going on to the Dome. Some games of interest tonight in Class A, St. Ansgar is hosting East Buchanan. West Hancock is at Wapsie Valley. That's number 3 versus number 5 right there. Also tonight, Class 1A, Sumner Fredericksburg, number 3 against number 7, Waterloo Columbus. Number 4, MFL Marmac hosting Iowa City Regina. In Class 2A, some games of interest to Spirit Lake, number 5 hosting West Lyon tonight. And in Class 3A, Webster City, number 7 against number 1, Creston. That'll be an interesting matchup at Creston for the Lynx. And also in Class 4A, North Polk hosting at Cedar Rapids Xavier. And we'll have scores later on tonight here on KLMJ. Again, DNH versus Grundy Center over on 99 The Wave tonight for playoff football. I'm Dwayne Carson's reporting, Radio on the Go Sports.